Good morning. It's 8:23 a.m. on whatever the day is. Saturday. Oh, Saturday, August 1st, 2015. I'm pretty sure. There we go. Saturday, August 1st. This is 91 degrees, but I'm pretty sure it's not 91 degrees. 61 degrees. It's actually warmer than that. It's probably closer to 65, which is what I put on the photo for this morning. It's now 8:24. So I left the house around 8 o'clock. It's later than I like to leave, but again, I slept in, so I didn't have even half a cup of coffee in me before 7:30, so I did managed to get some coffee. I'm now very hungry. There's never end to it, is there? So, yesterday was a so-so writing day. It wasn't a great day. I've broken 8,000 words, which isn't a great number. It's 1/10 of the way to a novel, which is pretty cool. I look at 20,000 words as being a quarter of the way, and 80,000 words as being novel length, the minimum novel length. I suspect that this book is going to go longer. The question is whether or not I'm going to keep all of this opening natter-natter ramble-ramble. I wrote the scene yesterday where Pip and Ishmael meet up again, which is kind of fun. I giggled a lot. Pip has changed. He's older. He's perhaps a little less frivolous, although it's kind of hard to tell. He's got his own scars. We haven't really found out what they're about yet. But he's got some of his own issues that he's fighting with. We know pretty much what Ishmael's are from 6 books worth of Ishmael Huang. Morning.
Morning.
But Ishmael, Pip has a plan, and Ishmael doesn't. And apparently, the other morning I said Ishmael needs to talk Pip into leaving his cushy position or something like that. I don't know what it was. PC Herring talked to me about it. And honestly, I don't remember what I said. But, Pip is the one with the plan, and he has to talk Ishmael into it. Now, Ishmael has a goal. Ishmael has a task that he hasn't really come to grips with yet. He hasn't really recognized as being a task that he could do, he might do, he should do, he wants to do. And I'm hoping that between Pip and Sifu Numar, they'll deal with it. Although he's going to get counseling. He's going to go see a therapist. I don't know how far I'm going to get into that. Wir werden sehen, as we used to say in the old country. Well, not we as in me, but I'm sure some people used to say it in the old country. Wir werden sehen. We will see. So, I mowed the front yesterday. Oh, yeah. And my shins are talking to me about how much I've been walking this week. I was doing had some pretty rocking tunes when I started out, so I was moving way, too fast. And the kick muscles in my shins are telling me, dude, chill. So I'm just sort of ambling along here now. It's apparently garage sale day. I've walked past four of them so far. There are no other driveways. Adjacent to my path from this point forward, so I won't have to deal with too many of them. But the traffic is pretty astonishing this morning. I'm a little bit surprised. I'm a little bit shocked. Oh yeah. I'm also a little bit sweatish. It's that eastern long western walk from along West 20th Street. It's flat east-west with the sun up shining directly on my back. And of course I'm wearing a dark blue shirt and blue jeans, so yeah, I picked up a lot of heat. So what else do I want to talk about today? I talked about genre yesterday. I talked about Mike Reeves, Macmillan's City of Masks. I've talked about it before. It's a really, really good book. So I listened to it as a audio book years and years ago. But I've never forgotten it, which tells you just how good a story it is. So every once in a while somebody will make a post about me, tagging me on Facebook, and quite frequently I will get into those posts and have a discussion with whoever it was posted. And one of those happened a couple days ago now, and kind of exploded. It was really, for me it was rather astonishing. It's not the kind of thing I see very frequently on Facebook. It was on one hand gratifying, on the other hand, oh my gosh, all these people waiting for me to put out this next book, to get it written, to get it done, to do it, the pressure. It's not really that bad. But really, it was very touching. It was very... I don't know. Intriguing. It's not the kind of interaction that I've seen on Facebook in the past, so it's a new level of interaction that I just never really noticed before. So maybe I'm underestimating the value and power of Facebook. Clearly I have readers there.
Thank you.
other than crop dusters, we don't actually see aircraft that low here. Oh, the little purple finches into the thistle heads. Yeah, most of them have already gone by. They're all seated up. They're no longer purple. Interesting. They've mowed most of them. There's still some out there. Out in the field. I've just made the eastern turn, walking straight into the sun. Oh my god, that's hot. The ambient temperature is still below 70, but that sun is just broiling. It's one of the things that the kids were amused. Monk Post. The kids were amused when we went up into the mountains. We started talking about the differences in air pressure and the difference in oxygen levels between there and here, between here and sea level. And there is substantially less oxygen here. There's substantially less atmosphere above us. And I don't remember the exact numbers, but substantially less. And then you go up to 8,000 feet, up to Estes Park, and there's a whole lot less. And then you go up to 12,000 feet, which is roughly where the visitor center is at the top of Trail Ridge Road. 12,000 feet, there's not a lot of air. There ain't a lot of oxygen around up there. It's not just flying around free and taking in the sun up there. Their oxygen is pretty sparse. The kids noticed it when they walked up the trail. There's a trail that goes up another 300 feet up to 12,000 plus to a little knoll just above the top of the visitor center. And they noticed it. They were wheezing. Happened all the time. Climbing up. It's most noticeable here when you go to boil water, because here water doesn't boil at 212 degrees. It's one of those little known oddities. It's 206 right where we are right here most days. So boiling water is 206 degrees Fahrenheit, not 212. And I have no idea what it must be at 12,000 feet. No, the only way I know it's 206 was that I boiled water and put a thermometer in it. And the highest it got was 206. So, yeah. A little physics lesson this morning. I don't know what I'm talking about, quite frankly. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just had to come out and get my walk underway. My hands are a little swollen. I ate too much salt yesterday. Gonna grill some chicken today. Have some chicken for dinner. I discovered that I've been grilling chicken wrong all this time. I love grilled chicken. I love charcoal grill chicken. I don't care if it's chicken breast, chicken thighs, chicken legs. I just like grilled chicken. I like barbecue chicken too, but grilled chicken. And one of the problems that I've always had is that I have a tendency to, in order to keep it from going really dry on the outside, I cook it too long in order to get the inside cooked through. And of course the answer is, as probably some of you already know, and I was a little bit slow on the uptake, the answer is beat the hell out of it. So I looked up how to flatten chicken. how to fondue a chicken breast. It turns out it's stupid easy, and I have a really nice rolling pin that works really well to bash on the chicken breasts. And put them in a plastic bag, freeze bag, so it's heavy-duty plastic. And then bash on them. And flatten them down to about a nice uniform, 3/4 inch. About the width of a finger. And the other day I did something like that and then threw them in a marinade for half an hour while the fire was coming up to temperature. So we had teriyaki chicken. And oh my god, it was delicious. And the only thing you have to care about with the marinade is that there's so much sugar in it that it blackens easily. It chars. So you have to keep an eye on it. You have to keep the temperature low. But my goodness, it was delicious. It cooked through without being dried out. It was wonderful. I do say so myself. Kids even ate it. Although my older daughter didn't really like the sweet potatoes. I'm not quite sure what the problem is with sweet potatoes and salads these days. She's fussy either. I'm not quite sure exactly what the problem is. You know, I can't have pork. She'll eat steak if it's overdone. Doesn't like roast beef. Not real thrilled with roast beef, but she'll eat it if it's well done. She only wants carbs. She only wants starches. She's trying to keep her weight up or to build her weight up. She's a really small person. So periodically I have to buy a case of Ensure, and well, they really did a number on this place. Holy crap. The mowers came through. It was the noise that you heard near the end of yesterday's walk. They really cleaned it out. So, yeah, I don't know if salad and sweet potato is just too healthy for her or what the story is, but anyway. I love her. I'm trying to feed her what she'll eat. The problem is if I have to feed her what she eats, I either have to make two meals or I have to have all of us eat that. And most of the stuff that she wants, I really can't eat. Morning. So, last night we had pasta. You know, I like pasta, you know, I love pasta, but the problem of it is that it's pretty much pure processed carb. And I've tried getting whole wheat pasta, I've tried getting like vegetable pasta, the zucchini pasta. I'd rather not eat it at all. So I make pasta and then I give most of it to the three of them, and then I have a little bit just to say I had spaghetti. I don't eat spaghetti. We don't have spaghetti here. It's almost always fettuccine, although I do like linguine. But spaghetti is just sort of, yeah. Okay, fine. Can you tell? I must be hungry. Because all I've been doing is talking about food. I am hungry. My stomach is going, hey, dude. Which is good. Being hungry means that I haven't been overly ambitious with my caloric intake. Even though I had pasta and, God help me, ice cream last night. Yesterday was a pretty low-key day in terms of eating. Wow. I'm almost home, which is a really good thing because my legs are about to give out. My shins are saying, you asshole, what did you think you were doing? So anyway, yes, we got the front mode yesterday, we got the back mode Thursday. I'll probably have to go mow the backyard again Tuesday, Wednesday. Ah well, we do what we do, we punt on the rest, you know what I mean? We have guests coming and it's causing a lot of difficulty in the fam. But I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.